Welcome to Miracles of God with Pastors Joel and Annalisa Jones. Got to serve somebody, might as well serve the Lord. In John 14, Thomas said, "Lord, we don't know where you are going, and how can we know the way?" How important is it to know the way to your destination before you begin your journey? Let's find out as we listen to this new teaching series with Pastor Joel, The Way, the Truth, and the Life, Finding and Following Jesus.
That's what it means to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. The devil's going to try you. The devil's going to come at you and say, "You can't make it. You ain't really a Christian, are you? No, you're not. You're going back to that bar. You're going back to that man. You're going back to that woe man. You're going back to both. Hell, devil, you can't help yourself. That's what you like. So let's get busy doing what we do." And the Holy Spirit, each time they say that, Holy Spirit just, you put him back in a box. You know you're wrong, but you like it. Holy Spirit just being grieved because you ain't standing up. You're not standing with him. You're not using your gift card. I don't even know if you're a Christian. Now you're really covering him up. You don't even know if you achieved salvation. The devil just picked your pocket and took your free gift card. You got to stand up and say, "Give me my salvation. I'm not giving it up for you or no other demon in the name of Jesus. I'll call down fire from heaven if I have to, because I know my Father will stand for me. I know my Father has delivered me. I know my Lord is with me. I know he's taking care of my generation. He said, 'No weapons formed against you shall prosper.'" He said it. You got to stand on that, baby. Don't you let nobody implicate you. Don't you let no demon take that away from you. You know when God works best in your life? When you don't have a plan B. You know when God, when you stick with plan A. You know when God works best in your life? When you got nothing. And that's why sometimes he got to strip you down like a fraction. He got to bring us and reduce us to our lowest terms. If you're a mathematician, you know you can't get a whole number until you reduce that fraction and then build it up again until you're whole. Come on now. That's what the Holy Spirit does. He's in you going through a little grief. Grief? Ha! Grief, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. That's what the word says in James 1:2. Count it all joy when you got trouble. Count it all joy and see how quick you can walk through it. Count it all joy. Huh? It says that. 1 Peter 4:12 tells you that. That's right. So my brethren, do not think it strange for these fiery things that have come to try you as though some strange thing has happened to you. Some of them, we heard, I heard my hip hurt, my back hurt. Lord said, "What do you expect? Walk through it, my son. Walk through it, my daughter. I'm going to heal you. I got work for you. Don't you ever stop. Just you keep on walking." "I ain't got no place to stay." What are you talking about? What are you talking about? You're still alive. You're talking. You're walking. You're not freezing. I don't have you in the Bronx, New York. I got you in California. What you mean you ain't got a place to stay? Everything around here belongs to me. You got a place to stay. Don't look at where you're staying and where you're going in Christ. See, there's always something that the devil's going to try to use against you. I know. I know we can't see it all the time. I know we can't see it all the time. That's why that song that Leah says, "Don't look at the circumstance. Huh? Pray on. Don't look at the circumstance. Pray on. Huh? Stay on your knees," it says. Talk to the Lord. Talk to God. Talk to Jesus. Huh? That's what Paul is talking about. This is heavy-duty stuff. See, this Bible is thick. You may not even get to some of it. It's so much packed in it if you really allow the Holy Spirit to give it to you. So deep. That's right. Philippians. How many times have we heard Philippians? But you read it today and you get something else that the Lord says. Fear and trembling. Am I scared of the Lord? I'm scared to be without him. That's what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid to be without him. Scared? Yeah. That's how I'm scared of the Lord. Scared to disappoint him. Scared to go against him. Don't want to. I'd rather die right now in this pulpit than to go against the Lord. I'm scared to do it because I need him so much. I'm addicted to Jesus, and you got to be addicted to Jesus. That's the salvation that he's given you. That's why your children, you can pass it down to them. Sister Dora's three-year-old grandson, I'm going to say it, I'm going to put it out. Three-year-old grandson praying for his grandfather who won't go to church. Three-year-old walking into the granddaddy's room. The granddaddy, ooh, what's wrong? He's getting ready to anoint his grandfather with some oil. Come on now. Fear the Lord. I'm afraid to be without that. What he's talking about. That's what Paul is stressing. No plan B. No plan B. If we go, we go. But we go to Christ. If we stay, we stay and we live for Christ. Isn't that what Paul said? Come on now. That's what we're talking about, that free gift. But there's work involved in it. Working to be zealous for God. Holy Spirit-filled eagerness to be obedient. Soldiers marching for the Lord. When they drop you off in Vietnam or and they put you in that Humvee, they drop you into battle. Bullets are flying. They drop you in enemy territory. We've been dropped in this world in enemy territory, you all. You got to be locked and loaded with the power of Christ. You got to have your vest on, your armor of righteousness. Have your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. All these things. You got to be walking in it. The shield of faith, the helmet of salvation. All these things. We're at war. That's why this is important. We got to know where we're going and who we're going with. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life that you need, and the life that you should be living now is in me. Not in some psychologist. Not in some doctor. Not in the media. Not in lying TV ads. So you got to know. The Holy Spirit gives you all that. He gives you the discernment. One minute they say, take vitamin E. Next minute they say, oh, no, don't take it. Ginkgo biloba. It all may be good. But just know that you got a healer in Jesus. Just know he can use the doctor's hands. Yes, he does. But we don't put our complete faith in anything except Jesus Christ. Except Jesus Christ. He works through people. He works through doctors. Absolutely, he does. We have doctors in the family. Absolutely. We have doctors here. And God works through medical people. My niece is a doctor. Okay? He works through all these things. But our faith is that, and if we're Christ followers, then we know. It's always a plus if that doctor is a Christian. Huh? Because he knows where his help comes from. She knows where her help comes from. It all comes from Christ. And that's why Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He says, love the Lord with all your heart. Okay? And so that's what we have to do. Every born again believer, all mankind, Jesus makes a way for us. And that's the way it should be. Think about this. Think about the Great Commission. What did Jesus do? Jesus came to lead people to Christ. Pastor, tell us what it says, please, in Matthew 28, 19 and 20. Listen to this for a minute.
Matthew 28, 19 and 20 tells us, mm-hmm. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. He will not abandon us. So the Great Commission, meaning that this is the greatest work that Jesus has for us, is to take this word out to people. Amen. This verse is recognized as the Great Commission. And why that is because Jesus himself has been on a mission. Jesus stepped into the flesh of man to save man. He became man to save man. He dressed in the flesh of man. Like he says in Matthew 28, 18, right before this verse, he says, all authority has been given to me that is in heaven and on earth. That's what he said. Then he tells us to go out. Well, that's what happened. Just prior to telling the disciples to go out and do evangelize, that's what he was saying to do, go out and evangelize, that all authority in the world has been given to him. But he was in turn was doing what? Giving it to them. Jesus has given it to whom? Us. He has given that same gift to us. Come on. You all know that, okay? So he's given it to us. And what's the Holy Spirit doing? What's he telling you? That same authority, that same zeal to save the lost, that same compassion that Jesus had for lost people and lost friends and lost family members, that same thing for lost neighbors and lost strangers, it's now in us. Jesus has said, I'm passing this job on to you, and you're going to be able to do it because I live in you and the Holy Spirit is in you. He said, they're going to see me in you. They're going to hear me speak through you. I'm passing it on to you. You're going to be good examples. You're going to be good witnesses. You've got a free gift. You got salvation. I've given it to you. Now the work begins. Will you walk in it? Will you cultivate the gift? That's exactly what he's saying. Think about it. You see what the Lord is saying? What's meant by that title? The way, the truth, and the life, finding and following Jesus. That's why he gave me that title. Has Jesus not come to you and shown you the way? Not only the way to salvation, but that he is the way. Has he shown you that? Of course he has. Has Jesus not shown you the truth? Of course he has. Huh? He's given you added support by hooking you up with the Holy Spirit? Come on now. Of course he has, right? Hasn't he programmed you? Like a computer programmed you to discern truth from error? Of course he has. Come on, why do you think he's doing all that, right? Same Holy Spirit. The same Holy Spirit who lives and thrives in each one of us. Jesus says, it's better that I go so that the Holy Spirit will come upon you. Amen. He did this for a reason. He says, and the word says in Acts 17:28, that in him, right? In him, we live and move and have what? Our entire being is in Christ Jesus. We've had our wake-up call for today. Now we can get to the sermon. Can't cover it today. Got to come back next week, but let me just say this. I had to get that in because now you see what I'm talking about. And that's the way the Lord sometimes puts things to me. If we could stay here all day, we could maybe. But let's debrief and put some thoughts and facts in proper perspective before church is over. I want to pray right now. I just want you all to bow your heads. Just pray with me. Father, we ask you to move. Move in us, Lord. We ask that the Holy Spirit move in us to commit these following points, Lord, to our hearts so that we remember them, Lord. Commit these following points in our hearts for remembrance, Lord God, so that we may have an even greater resolve to follow you once we leave here today, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. We want to adhere to these things. All right, as I said, now, this is what I want you to see. Jesus was on a mission when he walked the earth. He was on a mission. He walked and he taught the disciples for how many years? Approximately 3 years, right? Three and a half approximately. And what he did while he was on earth was to walk with them. And what did he accomplish in those disciples in 3 years? What did he accomplish? They became changed, didn't they? They became disciples, apostles, did they not? Did they become zealous for the Lord? Yes, they did, didn't they? Did they witness for Christ even in the face of death? Yes, they did, didn't they? Okay? Okay. The miracles were performed through them, were they not? Huh? They expected it, did they not? Okay. Did it happen? Yes, it did, right? All these things, by the power of the Holy Spirit, which was afforded to them through Christ Jesus, through the blood of Christ, right? Okay? That was the deal. The deal was sealed, right? All these things happened. They affected change, right? And they were changed, right? They were first changed, and then they affected change, right? Okay, that happened, all right? Peter's life was changed, wasn't it? Okay? First he said, I won't disappoint you. I'll never leave you. He got scared, but his life changed, didn't it? It changed. He became one of the foremost proponents of the Lord, because the Lord has set everything up in his people. You see what I mean? 3 years, he set it up in them, okay? This is what I want you to think about, okay? And it affected change, okay? John's life was changed. Paul's life, Silas, Stephen, all of them, giving their lives, being crucified and everything else. In 3 years of groundwork, Jesus worked for 3 years of groundwork, okay? And that's what the Lord told me. This is what he told me. The groundwork was done in 3 years. Jesus walked the earth teaching, putting his lesson plan out. Now, here's the question. Here's the question to us. How long has Christ been walking with us? How long has Christ been in your life? How long has the Holy Spirit been in you? You say, it's not the same. I ain't Jesus. You don't have to be. He said, when I go up, the Holy Spirit's coming down. Huh? He said that it's better if I go up. Now you've got, we've got the same thing that they got. We got more than what they had. He said, these things, if you believe on me, not only will you do these things, but greater works than these will you do. Because I'm going to the Father. I'm going back up. And I can reach more people. John 12:32, I can reach more people. If I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. That's what he says. This is the deal. This is what he's talking about. What fruit is being evidenced in you? What seed are you planting? What fruit are you bearing? Who's it about? And I'm talking about the churches. I'm speaking to this camera. I'm talking about whatever church you're in. This is the acid test right here. If Jesus did all that in 3 years, and he's been teaching those disciples for 3 years and affected all that across the world, what's going on with us, church? What's going on with us? Jesus is not shortchanging us. Jesus is in each one of us. Amen? This is not a fairy tale. This is not folklore. This is not hocus pocus. This is not send me a tithe. This is the working of God that we're talking about. That's all it is. All the rest of that, I can take it or leave it. But give me Jesus. Give us Jesus. Give us the workings of Jesus. That's what we're talking about. Now, I'm going to tell you something here. We got to close. But here at Spirit of Truth Church, we've been founded for 8 years in June. It'll be 8 years. That's a short time for a church. I'm going to be real. It's more than 3 years. We need to be seeing some growth. We need to be seeing some conviction. I don't care If it's 500, 5,000, 15, I don't care. We need to be seeing some growth. According to this word that the Lord has given me, we need to see some growth as a church. Okay? We need to expect some things. Uh-huh. Some of you have been in Christ even longer than that. Some of us have been in Christ. Some of you have been in Christ 30, 40 years. Okay? Some people have attended various churches. I don't know the history. But again, this is the question you have to ask yourself. Have you grown? If so, how? Okay? How much do you suppose? And are our calculations of growth the same as God's standards? Are they according to our standards? Those are the things I want us to think about. We're going to close. Pastor, take us to Romans 12, 1 and 2, and we're going to get ready to close out. Please.
Romans 12, 1 and 2 tells us, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And 2 says, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. All right. The word, the key word, transformation. Transformation is what following Jesus is all about. There must be transformation. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And a life in Christ, a life which is dedicated to Christ Jesus, is going to demand transformation from us. Amen? Just like it says in this word. We say Jesus Christ has come to us, or we've found Jesus, okay? But if so, how diligently have we aspired to follow Jesus? If we found him and said, whoop, there he is, are we following him? Think about it. And are we following him according to the assignments that he's given us? Or do we follow him according to our own whims? Okay, this is what we need to think about, okay? Where are we in our walks with Jesus? Where is our growth? Not according to your standards, according to God's standards. You can't tell the teacher how good you're doing in the class. The teacher has to tell you. But if you don't go in and talk with that teacher, you'll never know really where you are. Does that make sense? Where's your growth? What things serve to stunt our growth? What adjustments then need to be made? These are just questions. And how do we proceed from here? All right, good Lord willing, we will address these questions more next week when we continue with part 2 of The Way, the Truth, and the Life, finding and following Jesus.
Amen. Scripture says, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue. To virtue, knowledge. To knowledge, self-control. To self-control, perseverance. To perseverance, godliness. To godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. This is Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones, sponsored by Spirit of Truth Church Worldwide in Fairfield, California. Today's message, along with previous broadcasts, are available on demand at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. To connect with us, like and follow us on Facebook. And if Pastor Joel's messages are blessing you, let us know. Submit your comments, testimonies, and prayer requests on our contact page at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. Are you in need of prayer or encouragement? Please call us at 707-759-5244. Miracles of God is a listener-supported program, and we're so thankful for your support. If you haven't had the opportunity to sow a financial seed and have the desire and the means to do so, will you prayerfully consider doing so today? All financial donations are tax deductible and accepted on our secure website where giving is easy. Simply click on the donate button on our website to give today. We appreciate your faithful support and pray the Lord continues to strengthen you as you follow Him. Join us Sundays for live worship services on Facebook at 1 p.m. and Wednesday evenings at 7 for prayer and Bible study at 8 p.m. as we walk through the Bible together. Sunday services are also available on YouTube and at SpiritOfTruthChurchWorldwide.com. And don't forget to tune into Miracles of God next week as we continue this powerful teaching series, The Way, the Truth, and the Life, Finding the Way to Jesus with Pastor Joel Jones. Until next time.